solutions and to understanding what happens next. In Point Source Solution, a 1947 Los Alamos report on the shock waves produced by nuclear explosions, von Neumann explained that, for very violent explosions, it may be justified to treat the original central high-pressure area as a point. This approximated the physical reality of a nuclear explosion closely enough to enable some of the first useful predictions of weapons effects. Numerical simulation of chain reactions within computers initiated a chain reaction among computers, with machines and codes proliferating as explosively as the phenomena they were designed to help us understand. It is no coincidence that the most destructive and the most constructive of human inventions appeared at exactly the same time. Only the collective intelligence of computers could save us from the destructive powers of the weapons they had allowed us to invent. Turing's model of universal computation was one-dimensional, a string of symbols encoded on a tape. Von Neumann's implementation of Turing's model was two-dimensional, the address matrix underlying all computers in use today. The landscape is now three-dimensional, yet the entire Internet can still be viewed as a common tape shared by a multitude of Turing's universal machines. Where does time